I work as a security guard in a supermarket. My shifts are not normal. Part 2. As I went back to the office to check on the cameras, everything seemed normal. I locked the doors, all employees out, all customers out. Check. I was assuming it's going to be a very chill night, and honestly, in all reality, it was. I never expected for things to go bumping in the night as this night did. I wish I could have said something, but I guess I'll tell it in a story. Now, everything seemed normal at first. It was almost time for my time for the round checkup. I did my round as usual. Took my flashlight, shined around the aisles, shined around the refrigerators, everything, including the manager's office. It was open, as I got a check in there as well. Unfortunately for me, though, everything was normal. Nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't get to see the blood red moon that everyone was saying about online, but I wish I could. I headed back to the office and said, "All right, another normal night, nothing happening." But I would be soon proven wrong, as overnight shifts are not always easy to do. Not only do you feel sleepy, but things go bumping in the night. I never said to myself that I was feeling okay. I really wasn't. I still was feeling terrible that night. But I had to come into work as I needed to pay bills and stuff like that. So I get back into the office, sit in the chair, and back to the cameras I go. Still nothing. I thought about messaging my girlfriend at the time, who was living with me. Told her good night, and I hope she sleeps well, as I will be doing an overnight shift today. I should have texted that earlier, or called earlier. But I guess I just have forgotten. I wish I didn't. She told me good night and sweet dreams as well, and told me to stay safe during my shift. I put a heart around the message and said thank you. I hope this shift passes by fast. I put my phone back down and I noticed something in camera 7, which was aisle number 7. There was a spilled product. I thought to myself, there's no customers. I did my round. There's no employees. What could have caused the object to fall and break? I grabbed the mop and the janitor's bucket from my office and go clean it up. As I'm heading my way to aisle 7, I noticed something particularly strange. There was a strange fog coming in. And I thought to myself, that is very weird. Why would there be fog inside the store when everything is shut? No refrigerators are open. Nothing that I didn't see on the screen that the refrigerators were open. And, you know, I just proceeded to go clean up the spilled product. The shattered glass made a lot of noise. And I quickly grabbed the pan and quickly swept it up and mopped the floor to make sure everything was clean for the morning. The cleanup went swift and very easily. But it was still very eerie that the fog was coming in into just aisle 7. There were no refrigerators around aisle 7. Either way, I quickly discarded the shattered glass in the garbage and moved on. I head back to the office and the fog was still there. It's now spreading. It's not just aisle 7, it's aisle 8 and 9 now. That's weird, it's getting closer to my office, I said. Everything seemed normal. Everything seemed normal out of everything. I proceeded back and gave it no thought. Said, oh well. Just regular fog. Maybe I didn't close a door somewhere. I made it back to the office and I sit back in the chair, look at camera 7, and I see it. There's a figure standing right in the middle of the aisle. Looks like it's about to throw the product on the floor and I have to go clean it up. I thought this was a person at first that's messing with me who stayed behind and keep shattering all the products and breaking them. I quickly opened the door and called out to the person. Hey, what are you doing here? You must be out of the store. No response. I shouted again and still, no response in return. I didn't hear anything breaking. I didn't hear anything shattering. I didn't hear anything get knocked over. But then that's when I was wrong. It's like it was muffled or something. It's like the fog muffles the sound of the object breaking. I quickly run back to the office, and I check the cameras. Indeed, there was a spilled coffee in aisle 8. I was beginning to question my sanity of how can I see through this fog, but when I'm out there, I do not see it. And then that's when I see it again. The same figure, who I think is a person. I shout through the intercom to please get out of the store or wait for me and I will unlock the door and they will leave. I listened in to the audio from the camera, but no response. The figure just stood there, looking at the products on the shelf and then throwing them down, smashing the product on the floor. I quickly grabbed my mop again and I ran to aisle 8 to clean up the spilled coffees that have been broken and thrown by the figure. I wish I could say this was easy, but this was no easy task, of course. Took me a while. There were 7 broken coffee bottles. I thought to myself, is this the Red Moon causing an event here? I still question my sanity on that because, honestly, it's been kind of creepy here at night. Not only the figure, but the fog. I quickly ran back to the office after cleaning up everything in aisle 8. And went back to my usual thing, checking cameras. No figure now. I then see a list under the keyboard that basically explains everything to me. I didn't see it there before. And I think this was some sort of prank on me. But this list is no joke. Part 3, coming soon.